Doesn't seem like there's as many as nor usually. There's another one. How are you guys doing? Okay. So I have a plan this morning for a lesson, and it's a pretty important lesson. But it's not really easy to understand, but I'm going to do my best. So I have a plan. I'm going to draw something on the board. I want you guys to try to guess what I'm drawing, and we'll see who can figure it out first. Just yell it out if you think you know. Okay, so I'm going to start on this, and we'll do this. Can you guys see that? Anybody have it? A stick man. Let's just do like this. All right. So, it's kind of obvious what I was trying to draw, right? Does it seem obvious to you?
The person.
Well, looks like I was drawing a stick man, right? What? No. So I'll go back to my drawing, but it does look kind of like a stick man. And you don't know what I'm planning on. But that's what it looks like. And God has a plan, but we don't necessarily know what it looks like. Do you guys know what happened with the disciples the night after Jesus was on the cross, or the day after? Does anybody know? We don't know about all of them, but anybody know what they did? Some of them hid, probably. We know that Peter just said they were in despair. They were shocked. Their whole world looked like everything they believed in was wrong. They couldn't understand what was going on. Peter just said, "I'm done. I'm going back to work." He gave up. There was utterly despair because they didn't know God's plan. He's like, "You don't know my plan on my drawing." And as we go through life, things will happen that will hurt sometimes. People get sick, people die. Sometimes we don't get the job we want or the spouse we want or who knows what, the toys. Sometimes things are just really hard and we can't see what God's plan is for us. I've heard stories of missionaries that go somewhere and they spend like 10 or 15 years and not even one person wants to know Christ. And they can't understand. They think they're doing the wrong thing or something. But then if they stay faithful long enough, eventually, usually, some kind of church starts. I hurt my arm and I was out of work. I didn't work for 3 months and I wouldn't want to do that again, but it gave me a lot of time to read the Bible. I read more in those 3 months than I ever did in my life. And it gave me time to think and try to make new plans for my life. I think it was a good thing, all in all, but I couldn't see it when it happened. It didn't seem like a good thing. The disciples thought that Jesus, that the Messiah was going to come, he's going to form a kingdom, and they're going to kick Rome out. And not only that, they're going to rule the whole world. They thought that Israel was going to rule the whole world. It would be an everlasting empire with their Messiah on the throne, and everybody else would bow to them. That's what they thought. They're pretty proud people. But, if they read in Isaiah, they would have known that God wanted to bring all people into his kingdom. There was clues and hints along the way, but they just saw what they wanted. Well, they saw what they were taught and what they were told, and they went with their own thoughts. Jesus says, or the Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. We can't see the beginning from the end, but he can, or the end from the beginning. So 3 days later, when Jesus arose from the tomb, that was the end of their despair. And Peter ended up being an extremely faithful man. He was willing to die for Christ later in his life. But just a few days later, he gave up on life almost. He was despairing. He gave up on God. And you know, hard things will happen in your life, but you don't know what God's plan is. Sometimes God uses hard things to bring us closer to him. Steve talked about God's shadow over us. Sometimes the shadow of chastisement, but it's to bring us closer to him in the end. And the Bible says that all things, that God will turn all things to your benefit if you follow him, if you're one of his people, if you are his disciple. You sit right here. You two are too wiggly. Can anybody read Romans 8:28 nice and loud for me? I didn't quite say it right, I don't think.
We know that all things work together for good for them who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
You guys believe that? When something hard happens and you can't see a way out, you can't see light, you know, our parents will die. Sometimes we'll be physically hurt and we can't do the things we used to do anymore. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, and sometimes all of you will go through hard things. But God can work them for the good. If we stay faithful, if we trust, if we are following him, if we determine to follow him, even if we can't see, you know, even Elijah, he kind of gave up on God at one point. He went and sat under a tree and just said, I want to die. But God had a plan there too. And sometimes life will seem just despairing. But if we know in our hearts that God has a plan and he will bring us through it, we can get through it. And there's a reason for it. There's a plan. And it's usually to bring you closer to God. It might be to bring someone else closer to God. We don't know. We just can't see sometimes. Sometimes you just can't have any clue what the plan is. So, you know, I'm going to finish my drawing. I had planned this from the beginning. Didn't look like this when I started. And you couldn't really tell, but so this is how different what you thought was going on, what's actually going on. And God can do that. It's not a stick man at all. It's a dog. And God can do that with the troubles that you're having in your life. All you can see is just hurt and pain and trouble, and God can turn it into something totally different. You just have to trust him and wait. He says he will do all things for your benefit if you follow him, if you're one of his. So if you determine in your hearts to trust God no matter what, because the troubles will come, but if you determine ahead of time to trust him with whatever happens, often we can't see a way out. Well, there's lots of stories that faithful people could tell you about that. When we came to Maine, we sold our house in Vermont and we bought a property up here, and then we found out we already gave them money, and then we found out we couldn't live there, but we didn't have a house anymore. And if somebody else told me that story, they were going through it, I'd say, well, have patience, God will work it out. But at the time, it felt like there was no time for patience anymore. I didn't know where I was going to live. But God worked it out, and where we're at now is a much better place than that. I'm sure that it's a much better situation. But it was kind of scary at the time. We didn't know what we were going to do. But anyway, those kind of things will happen in life. And if you just trust God, stay faithful, and he'll bring you through it. So we'll leave it at that. You guys go back and sit down. Let's stand.